It is a new London gangster thriller. And it's a slightly different take on the genre than we've seen before. It's not your typical sort of Guy Ritchie geezers with guns set up. It's very film noir inspired. And I made it as my thesis piece when I was finishing university, independently on a micro budget. It concerns some very menacing gangsters, including one played by Mr. Shelbourne to my left.
I have to say you made it on a micro budget, but it looks extremely, well, it looks extremely professional, well finished, and like it's ready to hit the cinemas as a mainstream film.
Well, we wanted to make a statement that we were, you know, we were proud of, and we didn't want it to be a guerrilla style film, despite that being the easiest way to make a film on this budget. We wanted it to be a still lens, very symmetrical, and as cinematic as we could possibly make it.
It's shot with the state-of-the-art equipment. There was no skimping on the size of the crews.
And the locations as well. It basically concerns an aspiring boxer who is trying to improve at his craft by any means necessary. And in doing so, he gets in very deep with the criminal underworld when he meets a drug pusher who is in the employment of a mysterious mafia leader called Kaufman, the title character.
And how did you come up with it? Is it something that you've been plotting for a long time, or...?
I was just very obsessed with Franz Kafka when I was in university. I was reading a lot of his stories, and I was reading Raymond Chandler as well, and that kind of culminated with my obsession with the movies of Sergio Leone and Stanley Kubrick and classic film noir like The Big Sleep with Humphrey Bogart. It was sort of like a mashup, really, of different... inspirations that I'd been lucky enough to collect on my journey.
And you say it's a small budget. How much exactly are we talking?
We're talking under £100,000, wow, sterling, which is like nothing in Hollywood money. Under 70,000 actually. So yeah.
And most of that was probably spent on food and transport.
Yeah.
There was a lot of love involved. Well, Helier and I come from completely different takes on film. He is a film student, and he just mentioned all the film greats that he studied. I just love going to the cinema, and I enjoyed acting in the stage plays when I was at university and school. And so to get involved with a project that wasn't trying to be Guy Ritchie or Tarantino was quite an education. I mean, the format of the film is quite stilted and just keeps you wanting to know what happens, and the dialogue is quite stylized. So it was a really interesting exercise.
So more of a thriller than a hard man.
Yeah, maybe. Absolutely, absolutely. Because, I mean, what a lot of people, I think, forget these days, a thriller audience goers, is that thriller is really just... the modern way to say film noir. It's the same genre, it's the same archetypes, the same plotting. And I think we were just trying to sort of make a point of that with this, really. And I was very lucky to have such a committed cast on board, like Rupert and Toby Osmond and Jai Frasca, brilliant, brilliant actors to come on board and say, yeah, we'll do this for, you know, deferred share in the film rather than upfront fee. It was just an incredible stroke of luck, really.
So tell me about your character.
Before I tell you about my character, I have to thank Toby Osmond, who was the man that called me a week before filming and said, you're going to get a call from Helier. They've just fired the main bad guy and I've shown him your showreel. To play far from your character is really easy. So I hope that I'm a charming, pleasant chap. I'm quite an adventurer. Don't say I'm whiter than white, but I try not to hurt anyone in my adventure. Whereas this character... I think he hates everyone in the film except Kaufman, and he sometimes appears to hate him, but I won't explain why, but he's just a bit upset. And it is such fun playing the bad guy.
People say that, don't they? But why is that? Is it because you are playing someone who's so different, or is it because you have a license to just do really nasty things?
You're limitless, yeah.
And you do get to do everything that you never did in real life. And they usually do have the coolest parts. So I was very lucky.
You've had the show in Richmond and they're offering you the screen again. What are the plans in the long term?
In the long term? Well, yeah, we had a wonderful sellout last week at the Richmond Odeon through the R Screen box office, and we're going to be in their biggest screen, which they've honoured us with, on the 12th of December. Tuesday 12th of December, we of course invite anyone who's interested to see the movie on the most wonderful screen in the Southwest to come down and check it out. We're actually also, on the back of the success with Odeon, now negotiating a theatrical run in the new year with them. That's also very lucky, which is kind of unheard of with a micro-budget independent movie.
How does it sit with the mainstream films?
Well, I thought we would, probably do better in the more independent venues, but it's the mainstream ones that have taken the film up, like the Savoy Cinemas and now Odeon. They're the ones who've they've responded to it. But even though it's a very independent piece, our distributor in Los Angeles, who acquired the film in March time, they said that they wanted to take it on the grounds that they thought it was a highly commercial movie. They didn't really see it as just this small little student micro-budget thing. They said, that's highly commercial and we want to partner with you on it, which is incredible.
So would you describe your style as commercial in general?
I hope so. I hope so. I think it's... I'm very early days in my career, really. So I'm glad that the experts, quote-unquote, see Kaufman's game that way. My next film is kind of a more elaborate version of the same style and the same aesthetic that we set about to create with Kaufman. So maybe we'll see.
So it's a style that you enjoy. Can you let us in on what the next film is about?
It's about an actor who takes on his most dangerous role to date within LA's most notorious crime family.